seeing your MacBook Pro is making me jealous because I miss my little slidey.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was so nice. I'm still pissed my old MacBook Pro shattered randomly.
Maybe it was the ghost from the lady with the fucking rug.
No, it was because I accidentally closed it with the charger in it.
Well, there you have it.
But it like I didn't even close it all the way. I like barely touched it.
Because it wasn't you.
It was the ghost. We're here to talk today about a living ghost that's a plague on our society.
I've never watched these, actually.
Are you serious?
No. Have you?
I have seen them. Because a lot of times I'll be looking for like good videos and then I'll find them by accident.
Oh.
And I'll think it's good and then I'm like, ah, you guys again.
Yeah, we're watching Prager University videos. Prager University.
Is it even a real university? Like, do they offer degrees?
No, it says PragerU is not an accredited university, nor do we claim to be. We don't offer degrees, but we do provide educational, entertaining, pro-American videos. So that should give you, that's like a dog whistle.
No degrees, just patriotism.
And to a Christian nationalist, that's all you need. That's the whole thing.
Oh, and right. Like, I wish PragerU was good because like they do 5-minute videos about topics that like if they weren't being biased, like I need like a neutral PragerU, someone who's making graphic-based 5-minute easy to understand videos.
You mean like Crash Course?
But those are longer. Those are like 15 minutes, a lot of them.
I went through a Crash Course phase and I went crazy with those.
I have a terrible news. I just opened Prager University. 39-minute video. Do teachers' unions have a communist agenda? They're always saying things that I wish were true.
You know,
because they don't have a communist agenda.
But if only,
look around. Maybe if they had a communist agenda, I'd have like ample printer paper.
Listen, things are heated right now in the country. Let me tell you a little bit about PragerU. PragerU sued YouTube and its parent company, Google LLC, on violations of the First Amendment, of fucking course, it's their favorite violation to claim, and false advertising. Did they win? Let's find out.
I found which video we're going to watch once you finish your intro. It looks pretty horrifying so far.
So people have been attempting to ban this from schools, and they have been successful and have not been successful.
In Florida, they added it to like the suggested curriculum.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis is like, this is my favorite thing I've ever seen in my life.
Ron DeSantis is like, I made a playlist on the YouTubes for y'all. That's the only thing you're allowed to watch yes. from now on. And it's all PragerU or his channel.
Uh-huh. So basically, these videos are propaganda for kids that criticize progressive policies.
And young adults.
And young adults. Propaganda for all. So the worst part is that they have like state education officials that like rave about this. So it's one of those things where they put people that seem really credible on these videos, and like
they have like good graphics. The people are wearing suits and they're speaking in like a very calm, rational tone,
just saying the most batshit stuff you've ever heard in your life.
Because like normally when we see right-wing stuff, they have like a weird like panic in their eyes. But the PragerU, like they have found like pretty decent actors that are like presenting it like it's normal. So it like takes you a second to realize it's not normal. And like I said, like some of their titles, I've never shown them in class, obviously. But as I've just been clicking around looking for stuff, I've opened them and not realized it was PragerU until I was like a couple minutes in. And because it's like Lyndon B. Johnson in the Vietnam War, a 5-minute video with a good graphic that has a map on it that has 335,000 views.
Just
so a lot of people are like, that title seems very like innocuous. Like people think it's just like a history thing, but we're going to watch that one too. Cause I never know how to phrase this. I don't want to say I love the Vietnam War, but like I know a lot about it.
Yeah. You're like interested in it. It's like watching a train wreck in a little bit of, you know, like the Vietnam War was horrible, and the lore behind it and why it happened and how it happened, just
my class
horrible.
Was getting annoyed at me the other day because they were asking what is like my favorite thing to teach, and I said it was the Vietnam War, and I started getting like too excited, and they really dislike when I show any emotions. And they were like, would you ever go to Vietnam? And I was like, I'm dying to go to Vietnam. I was like, I need to know what they have to say.
But if you go over there and you say, like, talk about the, quote, Vietnam War, they're like,
they call it the American War.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to see the tunnels and, like, get your side of things. Like, I want to sit down with someone and be like, tell me everything you think.
I know. I can't say I love. I'm very interested in those, the defector radio stations, mm-hmm. where she's like, they forgot about you, GI. They left you behind, GI. It's
scary. The fucking pamphlets they would drop on them where they were like, they would drop pamphlets and be like, you're going to go home to American racism.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, y'all kind of ate with that. All right.
Have you seen Miss Saigon, the musical? Mm-mm. It is beautiful. It is like gut wrenching. It's horrible. But
is it like only a like an in-person thing, or do they have it like on like
I'm sure they have something online that you can watch.
They should make more like how they did Hamilton. Like, it's on Disney Plus with the good ass cameras. I want more of that.
Dude, Miss Saigon is like one of I hesitate to say favorite because yikes, but like really powerful. So back to a different kind of propaganda. PragerU. So the superintendent of the Oklahoma school district said that he couldn't be more excited to get PragerU in the schools. And just for reference, he also named Chaya Raichik, who is the face of Libs of TikTok, to a educational library media advisory committee in Oklahoma State. So she is a major presence in Oklahoma schools. And she is just the worst human being alive. Like, genuinely a horrible person. She is the reason that schools have had bomb threats.
Yeah.
She doxes teachers constantly. These are the types of people that are like, these videos?
And like, oh my God, was it her that went after someone who had a rainbow in their kindergarten room that literally said, like, kindness matters?
Yeah.
And they were like, gay, you're gay.
And there was somebody
gay over here.
There was somebody that had our class is a family banner. And the guy was like, this isn't your family. These teachers want to be your kid's family. So just let me read you some topics. PragerU was founded in 2009. Its recent videos feature messages opposing transgender health care, suggesting Americans say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
Who the fuck cares?
I know. There's the cartoons aimed at kids, which received approval from 4 different state education agencies almost immediately. PragerU Kids talks to teens about why universal healthcare systems are worse than our healthcare system. It explains Israel's Iron Dome to the children. It talks about Christopher Columbus.
I know him.
And in this video, they ask Christopher Columbus, did you enslave indigenous peoples? And he says, no. Why would you ask me that? He says,
why would you ask me that, no, sir?
That's not actually what he says. Cartoon Columbus responds, being taken as a slave is better than being killed, and insists that it is, quote, estupido to a judge, and asks him to judge him by modern and moral standards. Also, Frederick Douglass defends the founding fathers for not outlawing slavery. So these cartoons to me are my worst nightmare of what could be shown to my children. We are taking history and rewriting it to the point where it is not only like unrecognizable from the truth, but like intentionally inflammatory.
Like, we might as well be like being like, yeah, when the Ninja Turtles were at the ratification of the Constitution, obviously.
Next, they're going to talk about Mormonism and how everybody gets a fucking planet. Like,
I want my planet. Mm-hmm. Not that I judge people for this, but for someone to be a conservative, I will judge them for this. The founder of PragerU is on his third marriage.
Well, that's
that wasn't very traditional family values of you.
It never is.
Dennis.
It never is.
His name is Dennis Mark Prager. I don't like Mark as a middle name.
I don't like Mark anything about him. Mark is a first name. Bless their hearts. Google banned PragerU from their Google Play Store for violating hate speech policy. So me, I don't like it when they censor me, but I like it when they censor this.
Yeah, shut that down. Get rid of that shit right
they
now.
They so rarely do. Unfortunately, it was attempted to be banned from Louisiana schools, and they were like, no, we like it. We want it. So just, this is the worst thing ever. So we're going to watch it while we drink.
I have some really horrifying ones that I'm finding that are good. They're short. They're like 5 minutes. Do you want to start with the Vietnam War one? Also, this video title is Lyndon B. Johnson in the Vietnam War, and it's only 5 minutes. We're 44 seconds in, and we're talking about where he was born.
What a distraction.
My YouTube content about the Vietnam War is 3 hours and 20 minutes, and I still don't feel like... I didn't even talk about any specific battles. I talked about two.
Oh, my God.
So if I was able to talk about it for 3 hours, y'all are talking about his birthplace? Move it along.
Unlike the perfectly groomed, somewhat aloof Kennedy, Johnson was a classic, backslapping, handshaking politician. Everything Johnson did had Texas dust on it. What in his run for the U.S. Senate in 1948, racism? Following 11 years in the House of Representatives, Johnson drew huge crowds by showing up at campaign events in a never-before-seen, by-God actual helicopter, which he named the Johnson City Windmill.
By-God actual helicopter.
Out of 1 million votes cast, Johnson won the Democratic Senate primary by a mere 87 votes.
We still haven't talked about
Beating his Republican
Vietnam.
Opponent in the general election proved to be much easier. Only 40 years old, the Texan of humble origins was now a member of the most exclusive club in America.
This is boring.
LBJ didn't end poverty, and he didn't end the Vietnam War. But
bam. Read the
Vietnam
shit out of
War
him.
The Vietnam War ended LBJ. The origins of the war can be traced to the communist takeover of China in 1949 and the Chinese-backed North Korean invasion of South Korea the following year. If South Vietnam were to fall to the communist North, it was logical to assume that Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, and the rest of Southeast Asia would topple in turn, a potential catastrophe.
I like how they said it would be logical to assume and then didn't base that on any logic.
That's their favorite thing.
They were like, it would be logical to assume that all of these countries would dramatically change their government structure immediately as well. Duh.
Duh. So let's go invade them.
And I'm not going to say like that it was for sure that that wasn't going to happen, but just it would be logical to assume and then moving on.
Come on.
And that's what I mean. Like, they're so sneaky in their fucked upness that if like you're only half paying attention, you don't really notice because he sounds so like normal-ish.
Potential catastrophe known as the domino theory. Johnson firmly believed in the domino theory, as most foreign policy experts did, but he couldn't bring himself to make a firm...
And the way they're like, most foreign policy experts believed in this. Do you have a statistic or like any evidence for that? Because
no.
I really don't know if that's true. I don't... Because like there were a lot of people that were against the Vietnam War. Like it was a whole thing. It's like why we have multiple amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Like people had protests. They got shot at them. Mm-hmm. So for him to just be like, yeah, that's what most people thought. Moving on.
Yeah.
It's like, I know we had to talk in depth about his hometown in Texas, but we're just going to be like, yeah. Almost everyone believed in domino theory.
Right. Remember how he's from Texas?
Yeah.
Commitment to win the war. His heart was in his great society programs. He didn't want to get bogged down in a conflict on the other side of the world. But ironically, he ensured that's exactly what would happen by pursuing an incremental half-in, half-out strategy. Johnson personally selected the next day's airstrike targets from the isolation of the White House Situation Room, often in his pajamas. Those boys can't hit an outhouse without my permission, he once said. He wasn't exaggerating. It was literally true. This might have been the worst possible way to fight against a light, fast, and imaginative enemy. Here's just three.
Crazy-ass stance on the Vietnam War to be like, he wasn't bombing them enough. Like, to look at the Vietnam War and that was your takeaway?
Right.
They were like, he was only half in it. If he had been all in.
What a loser.
If he'd been fucking committed and he wasn't worried about fucking poverty, maybe we would have won.
Oh my God.
But he wanted to lose because he's a loser who loves to lose.
Oh my God.
That's why his name is LBJ. It sounds like loser.
Three examples of the kind of restrictions that Lyndon Johnson imposed upon American forces fighting in Vietnam. Retreating enemy soldiers could only be fired upon with the intent to wound by aiming at the lower extremities.
Retreating enemy soldiers could only be fired upon with an intention to wound but not kill. Again, that sentence started with retreating enemy soldiers. So the president was like, all right, you guys, when they're running away, only shoot them in the leg. And PragerU is like, this is fucking bullshit. You don't even want to win this fucking war. What the fuck do you mean only shoot them in the goddamn leg? When they're right, what the fuck? How are you? You want to lose?
What's it like to be such a fucking loser?
And for PragerU to be like, you know what? 50 years later, as we reflect on the Vietnam War, I think the main problem is we weren't shooting to kill.
They're nuts.
They're like, I don't have anything to say about napalm.
And they're, no, no, they're like, let's put this shit in schools.
And people are watching this at school, I guarantee it.
Oh,
because yeah. Some teacher that never learned about the Vietnam War in school probably half watched this, put it in Magic School AI to make questions, and was like, yeah, that looks good.
Check, check.
Air crews could not shoot at surface-to-air missile sites unless the SAMs shot first. And both Hanoi, the enemy capital, and Haiphong, their major port, were off-limits completely. This war needed to be fought. America was defending South Vietnam against a brutal communist invasion from North Vietnam, just as it had...
America was defending South Vietnam. You mean how the people of South Vietnam killed the president that we installed because he was executing people? Was that our defense?
I simply am horrified by this.
And it's like the way a lot of what they say is facts, so you don't notice when they like throw an opinion in there. Because he was like... Fact about military operation, and then said, this is a war that we needed to fight in. And, like, that's an opinion, not a fact.
And we really just glazed over the whole shoot retreating enemies thing.
Yeah, he was like, they didn't let us shoot the retreating enemies.
Why would you even include that? Like, why would that even be, like, in the creator's mind, why are they like, this makes me look normal?
Like, they're assuming that all the watchers are like, yeah. Because obviously you shoot to kill when they're retreating.
Hello?
Call me crazy. I think if they're retreating, maybe we don't shoot at all. Just spitballing. Maybe we don't even shoot the leg.
I don't know.
Had anyone thought of that?
No, because not everybody's a freaking pacifist like us.
I'm a foreign policy expert. I'm actually endorsed by the UN.
There you have it.
Back to Vietnam.
Against a brutal communist invasion from North Korea, the tragedy was that such a morally justifiable war was fought so incompetently, ineptly, and absurdly.
He just said the tragedy of that a morally justifiable war was fought incompetently. Sir?
I can't even imagine watching this and being like...
People are, though.
I know.
Because for some people, this is the first thing they've learned about the Vietnam War. So they're like, oh, it was a tragedy. The
problem was Johnson. He didn't see the conflict as a war. He saw it as a negotiation. Unfortunately for Johnson, the United States, and the South Vietnamese people, the North Vietnamese were immune to the treatment. Every ceasefire, every bombing halt was perceived as weakness, another opportunity to resupply and rearm.
Oh,
Johnson's political inclination was to give the North Vietnamese what they wanted and thereby negotiate a deal. But the North Vietnamese didn't want a deal. They wanted Vietnam. All of it. Johnson was trapped. He couldn't win the
they
war.
They hate Johnson.
And he couldn't get out.
They
of it.
Literally hate
as
him.
I don't have that many American feelings about him as a president. Not the best,
the
not the worst.
Come to over
I mean, we can just leave him alone.
As anti-war campus protests raged across the country, and as the press turned against him, Johnson's popularity plummeted. By the next election in 1968, both LBJ and the American people had had enough. Hmm. On March 31st of 1968, Johnson shocked the nation and his own closest advisors when he announced on television, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
He said, fuck this
shit. He had outdone his hero, Franklin Roosevelt, with his Great Society programs, but he was undone by a foreign war.
Hello, everyone. So I've been thinking a lot about how to learn a new language, especially because I would love to travel more with my fam in the future. And that's how Rosetta Stone has come into my life. If you haven't heard, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, and it's been helping people learn for over 30 years. What's really cool is that it's available on desktop or as an app, so you can learn anywhere, anytime. and it immerses you in the language right away. So you're not just memorizing words, you're actually learning to think, speak, and listen in your new language. I'm most excited about Rosetta Stone's True Accent speech recognition feature because it helps with pronunciation. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent, which is great because I know that your accent is a big part of spoken language. With their intuitive process, it feels so natural. It starts with words and then phrases and it builds up to full sentences. Also, you can access all 25 languages with their lifetime membership. Spanish, French, Korean, Japanese, you name it. Don't put up learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. Teacher Quick Talk listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. Bye-bye. Hello, hello. So as y'all know, I am a parent to a toddler and I am learning firsthand how important it is to find learning tools that actually work. And that's why I'm excited to share about IXL Learning. It is perfect for those of us who are trying to support our kids' education at any stage, whether they're just starting out or already trying to zoom ahead. IXL is an online learning program that covers all the core subjects, math, English, science, and social studies, and it grows with your child. While my child is not quite ready for IXL yet, I know it's going to be a huge help because it starts with pre-K. I am really, really busy, and I kind of have left lesson planning behind me in a lot of ways, so I'm not going to have to assess what she needs so much as the tool will do it for me. If you're ready to make an impact on your child's learning, get IXL now, and Teacher Quick Talk listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Faraway country. I'm Bill Whittle for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video.
You're welcome. Yikes. Oh my golly gracious. That's just horrible. I found a good kids one about, and it says inflation in your money crash course, PragerU kids.
Oh my God. I always zone out during economy things because I don't understand them to begin with. So I might fall victim to PragerU. I might be like, yeah.
Yeah, you sound right. That sounds good. Yeah. Sounds very professional.
This one says, Sophia survives the border. And the first comment says, strong fences make good neighbors.
Strong fences make good neighbors. I don't think that's true.
All right. I have.
You got something? I saw it in your eyes.
This is a PragerU teacher quit talk story, guys. It's going to be awful.
Question. Why would a teacher who loves teaching quit her job? Answer. When her job is no longer about teaching. For 15 years, I taught ESL, English as a Second Language, to middle and high school students.
Surgeries.
The last 5 years were at public schools in Salinas, California. Salinas has suffered for a long time with a gang problem. Students are just as likely to fall victim to the temptations of gang life as they are to graduate from high school. If that sounds like a challenge, it was exactly the challenge I was looking for. It's why I became an educator, to help put kids, especially teenagers, on a good path in
the
life.
Teens.
And that's what I tried to do. I taught my students that if they worked hard and accepted responsibility for their actions, they would succeed. That their race didn't define them. That they should respect the police. That there are only two sexes. That communism leads to misery. but in the last few years...
She's like, I was just teaching the normal stuff about sex, gender, and communism.
And respecting the police.
Just the really... ma'am, what standard is that? Standard is that in?
And I just wanted them to know that even though they were facing socioeconomic and racial barriers in their life,
that they need to say yes, sir, to police officers.
And if they do that, they're going to be successful.
They'll be the next Elon Musk. Yeah. They'll be the black Elon Musk of their generation.
I can't with this shit.
They were hearing something different in their other classes. That their race was their destiny.
What the fuck? Nobody's saying that.
The police are out to get them. The way the graphic is literally a PowerPoint slide that says their race was their destiny. If you're being correct, the PowerPoint slide would say your race is your destiny because it should be for someone reading it.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of issues at this school.
I don't think anyone on God's planet was like... Your race is your destiny. Imagine, what does that mean?
What would happen if I took a picture in front of my fucking smart board with a slide that said your race is your destiny?
What could it be? I'm like, what does that mean? Genuinely.
Let's read the other board graphics. Their race was their identity. The police were out to get them. Board graphic, the police are out to get you. Sexual identity is a personal choice.
It really quite literally is. Like, that's the thing that's crazy to me, because I'm like, your identity is actually...
Socialism is compassionate. Communism isn't so bad. Capitalism is cruel. This is the future liberals want. Again? They're always saying stuff I wish was true. What school is this so I can enroll myself? I want to go back. Because when I was in school, I didn't learn any of this shit.
Tag yourself. Which one are you? Socialism is compassionate is mine.
I'm capitalism is cruel in a classroom that's obviously a math classroom.
I genuinely, self-admittedly, don't know a lot about communism. But I think the one that says communism isn't so bad is fucking hilarious.
With a soccer ball in it.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? So this is what they're hearing in their classes.
She's like, I was trying to teach them normal stuff, to say yes, sir, to the police. But everyone else was telling them that their race was their destiny.
You know, as one does.
Her fucking hallway is probably like the VP debate. Like, they're just yelling across to each other.
Yeah, I can't imagine why she left that school.
Many of my students, especially the ones who had recently come to America, rejected these depressing lessons. They knew what they had fled. They wanted to embrace their new country and its values.
It's all of them holding up the American flag simultaneously. They're going to see it. I'm going to put it up. The best part of this is, what school has the budget to give every kid a They each get their own, and the fact that they remembered to bring them?
Yeah, right. No, she has them laying on their desks at the beginning they're of every lesson. They're in their lesson. Number pouch? Yeah, they're in their number pouch. So you grab your flag so that when the teacher says something,
America! Because we live in a land of personal choice, that's why you have to hold up the flag in unison with your peers. To celebrate our freedom and personal choice, we need you to all hold up the flag in unison.
And it's not communism. It has nothing to do with communism, because that's bad.
No, the graphic said it's not so bad.
I know. Well, we're in her classroom.
We're in
now.
Her classroom where we learn the truth. Also, her board says English as a second language.
I'm sick.
But other students complete.
Oh my God, stop. The other kids just held up Black Lives Matter flags and she has all of them sitting in the back. All the American flag kids are at the front and the Black Lives Matter kids are at the back.
My God.
Also, all the kids in this class are the exact same skin tone.
I mean, we could have assumed.
I mean, the graphic designer slacked on that one.
No, they did.
Why do only some of them have book bags? Say, in my classroom, there's always a minimum of 30 book bags on the floor, ready for us to trip over at any moment.
Oh my God, it's their favorite thing to trip us on book bags. That's the real American
my
crisis.
My classroom is literally like a web of extension cords and book bags.
So safe.
holding up the Black Lives Matter flag in the ESL class. What y'all getting into?
That's crazy.
Completely bought into it. I needed to know why. So I dove into the school's ethnic studies curriculum, the source of so many toxic ideas. I found classroom activities such as a privilege quiz, where students would compare and contrast their gender, race, class, and sexual orientation with those of their classmates. I found another exercise, which involved conducting a mock trial to charge various persons implicated in genocide against Native Californians in order to create a...
So you mean you took a crime and then did a mock trial with it in a class about law?
That's fucking
likely place for there to be a mock trial assignment. Oh, they did a mock trial in civics?
That's
alert
nuts.
The media.
God, they said that indigenous peoples in California were oppressed. The missions did nothing wrong.
Somebody they didn't even say that. They said genocide against Native Californians, and the courthouse says social justice.
Well, because the fucking missions.
The Spanish Inquisition was bad.
Crazy. They're going to clip. Somebody's going to clip all the clips of me saying shit like the conservative person did. And they're going to be like, look at this bitch. And it's like.
Someone needs to clip that. So when I inevitably get in trouble for being political online, I can be like, look how balanced I'm being. Here's me talking God. About the other side.
When I got banned during the vice presidential debate from going live for spreading misinformation, I instantly emailed my TikTok rep a bottle of wine in and was like, this is egregious bullshit.
A bottle.
Yeah. And then I sent her a follow up an hour later and was like, I got unbanned. Thank you for your time.
You're like, thank you so much.
She was like, girl, I actually can't help you because I have no idea what you're talking about. Perfect.
You're like, awesome.
I'll see
everyone's
you this
having
month
a great
later.
Day.
Yeah. Okay.
In order to create a social justice counter-narrative. None of this should be surprising because the guiding principle of the curriculum was to critique white supremacy, racism, anti-blackness, patriarchy, capitalism, and other forms of power and oppression. And in case you think this is just one school,
California.
Passing an ethnic studies class will soon be mandatory for high school graduation throughout the state of California. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stop at students. Teachers who reject these radical ideas, especially teachers with the wrong skin color, risk being labeled racist or white supremacist, putting their jobs and careers on the
line. So if you are white and you reject an anti-racism training, they called you racist.
Can you believe
They're like,
it?
Guys, when I refused to go to the anti-racist training, they called me a racist. Can you believe that?
Oh my God, crazy. So remember when I told you guys a story about the critical race theory training that I went to?
Mm-hmm.
So after the whole experience, the debacle with the white women who were like, I'm not identifying as a white woman. And then the other group that
Kim,
were like,
there's people dying.
We're the white women. And then I stood between them and cried because they both were like, come here. It was horrible. There was one counselor who literally called the district HR and got all the white women to be phone called by HR. And she was like, they made me identify as white. And HR called me and was like, hey, so did this really happen? And I was like, yeah.
Yee.
And they were like, how do you feel about that? I was like, well, I'm white.
So I don't know. You're like, so I was identified as a white, which is not the first time. So I was feeling pretty okay.
Yeah, they were like, how did that make you feel? And I was like,
white.
Well, you know, after the training, I was really sad because I was like, wow, I don't want to cause harm for anybody. I have to be like mindful because I don't want to like hurt my friend's feelings or, you know, be a bad person towards them. Because I like them. And they were like, okay. So what about your principal? And it's that bitch that I hate. So I was like, I fucking hate her. Like, if we're going to pivot right
like,
now.
Side note, aside from the weird racial moment.
She sucks. I have no problem with the presenter from the critical race theory training, but I'm glad you asked about the other one.
You're like, there was this email thread that I've been dying to tell you about.
Yeah. Fuck that. Let's talk. Let's go back to that. So, yeah, it was crazy. But, like, it's this kind of shit where it's, like, if you don't like the anti-racist training and act like a psycho about it,
Chances are you are racist. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Putting their jobs and careers on the line. In June 2020, I addressed the Salinas School Board.
June 2020, perfect timing.
Critical race theory and Black Lives Matter indoctrination in the classroom is unbalanced, too political, and will only do harm.
What an awful, awful month and year to go before a school board and bitch about Black Lives Matter.
June 2020. She said, you know what?
This is the moment.
Now's the time. I've been waiting. I've been gathering my evidence. The privilege survey I have many copies of in my purse right now. Let's drive on down to the school board.
Yeah.
Board president, a professor of ethnic studies at a local college, called me anti-people of color. I am people of color. I'm half Jamaican. In fact, before the board meeting, the district had sent me a gift just for being Black. A mask bearing the message, Black Educators Matter, an I Love Being Black sticker, and an African greeting that acknowledged the God in me. An obsession with race and gender has taken root in our educational system. It's the weed that's rapidly overtaking the garden. What can we do to get rid of it? First, advocate for academic transparency. Demand that your school district's lessons and materials be made accessible online.
I want them to be made accessible online because if I see that in my kids' school, I'm going to be like, dope.
I love how they're always like, we want the lesson plans to be accessible to parents online. And I'm like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. That lesson plan that I submit, I got to do those a week in advance. So sometimes that Thursday, stuff changed. I'm not doing that anymore.
And they would say, and she's concealing that from parents. Fire her. Actually, publicly shame her.
I'd be like, no, it was actually, there were 9 fire drills, so we didn't have time for the project.
Seriously.
So the lesson plan's not super accurate. Whenever people say, like, parents should be able to access class materials, I know that that person is violently out of touch because, like, the class material exists a mere 10 minutes before the class begins. Sometimes the class material I make up on the spot. I'm like, let's all take out a piece of notebook paper, fold it in force.
That's and your then, prerogative.
And then I just think of 4 things.
So you can see what your child is being taught. That may not protect you from an individual woke teacher, principal, or school board, but it will make them all think twice before adding radical material into the curriculum.
No, girl, I would pull my kids out of your class so fucking fast their heads would spin.
I like how she said the woke school board, as if a school board is not a group of democratically elected people, and it's usually a lot of them.
Yeah.
She's like, the whole school board, the woke school boards.
I like how you gave her Trump's voice.
Second, be vocal. Express your concerns. Yeah. Pay attention.
Pay attention.
If you come across lessons you don't like, make your dissatisfaction known. Let the teacher know, let the principal know, and if necessary, let the school board know. Speaking of school boards, consider getting on one yourself.
Yeah, there it
is. Time for action. Third, take an active role in your child's education. Don't send your kids to public school and expect everything to turn out fine. Supplement their studies.
The kids going in with a thumbs up and coming out thumbs down.
Look into other options, such as private or charter schools.
Private or charter schools. There it is.
Charter school was the one where I had the critical race theory training.
Don't tell this lady.
Yeah, she's grossly misinformed.
But share your values. Or, if you can do it, homeschool.
Homeschool being the number one option. It's easier than you think.
I will always be an educator.
Easier than you think.
I don't think there's a more important job. My goals as a teacher are the same as they were 15 years ago. It's the goals of the public educational system that have changed. That's why I can no longer be a part of it. I'm Kali Fontanilla, founder of Exodus Institute for Prager University.
This is the most insane shit I have ever watched in my life, and I've watched a lot of TikTok. I've borderline rotted my brain.
Oh my God, Exodus Institute is a K-12 online school that's $29 a month and it teaches Christian values with no political agendas or woke indoctrination.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't want to give them money, but I'm kind of tempted to spend $29 just to see what the fuck they're doing with these kids.
Oh my God. The whiteness of wokeness. You know what? To be completely honest,
These titles alone give me a lot of insight into the type of brain rot that the people in my comment sections have.
You're like learning, like you're getting to see like their inner workings.
Yeah.
Exit public education, enter a new kind of school, and it's this girl in ugly pants on a hike.
Why are we saying our pipeline's safe when we know that there are entire communities being given lead pipes for water? And like, is it because this lady thinks that it's fine to be poisoned by lead because she was, and surely she turned out fine?
She's like, I have lead in me. The doctors have sent me many emails about it, but I feel great.
Oh, Jesus.
And my brain is working very good.
Is there really a climate emergency?
Woke. It's 101 degrees in October.
I'm sick. There are hurricanes in the mountains. Hurricanes in the mountains.
Even the mountain was like, girl, what the fuck?
That's
the mountain that's been there for thousands of years was like,
And then that week, J.D. Vance was like, let's assume that climate change might be real. For at argument's least, purpose, though.
At least his eyeliner looked good.
Somebody got pissed at me because they were like, both of my boys have eyelashes as such that it looks like they have eyeliner on. And how fucking dare you make a joke about J.D. Vance's eyeliner?
This is a real problem and it really affects people.
Oh, my mom's at the house. Okay, sorry. Guys, I'm away from my kids and I am a disaster, but I showed up. I didn't rent a car and drive home.
She showed up and showed out. If she had rented a car and drived home, for the record, I wouldn't have been mad at all. It would have been a much less productive trip, but...
My fear of disappointing you is greater than any nervous breakdown I could have. And that is the true meaning of friendship. Thank you for coming to Teacher Quit Talk. We've hit 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Lena, sorry about that. This is a long-ass, complicated situation.
And I am afraid of PragerU, and I'm more afraid of their outlook on the Vietnam War.
My favorite part was that we played these videos out loud to make it simply impossible to edit.
Perfect.
All right, well, deuces. Kisses.